بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And your brother Abu Jabir Abdullah bin Abdul with you this morning is a reflecting moment of the glorious Quran. And inshallah, shall be reflecting upon the 29th verse of Surah Al-Anfal, Quran chapter 8. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Ya ayyuhal lazeena amanu in tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqanan wa yukaffir 'ankum sayyi'atikum wa yaghfir lakum wallahu dhul fadlil 'azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, if you obey and fear Allah, he will grant you furqan, a criterion to judge between right and wrong, and will expiate for you your sins and forgive you. And Allah is the honor of the great bounty. In this short verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made three outstanding promises for the pious ones. One, Allah is going to grant them furqan, the criterion to judge between right and wrong. Allah is going to expiate for them their sins, and Allah will forgive them. Imam al-Baghawi, he says, أي إن تتقوا الله بطاعته وترك معصيته. By obeying Allah and by avoiding Allah's disobedience, يجعل لكم فرقانا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you criterion. What is this criterion? Mujahid, he says, مخرج في الدنيا والآخرة. The meaning of criterion here is that Allah will grant a way for you to get out from every difficulty in this world and in the hereafter. وقال مقاتل بن حيان. مقاتل بن حيان, he says, the meaning of Furqan here is مخرجا في الدين من الشبهات. Allah will find a way out for you to get out from the doubtful matters of this religion, and Allah will grant you the clarity of affairs. وقال عكرمة. عكرمة, he says, Najah, Allah will grant you salvation. أي يفرق بينكم وبين ما تخافون. If you fear Allah, Allah will separate between you and that which you are afraid of. This is the promise Allah has granted. Then Allah said, ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم أي يمحو عنكم ما سلف من ذنوبكم. Allah will erase and expiate for you what has passed of your sins because of your taqwa. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ and Allah will forgive you. What is this taqwa? Briefly, Al-Hassan al-Basri, he says, الْمُتَّقُونَ اتَّقَوْا مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَدَّوْا مَا افْتَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. The pious ones are those who protect themselves against that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, and they act upon that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory upon them. وقال عمر بن عبد العزيز. عمر بن عبد العزيز, he says, ليس تقوى الله بصيام النهار ولا بقيام الليل والتخليط فيما بين ذلك. He said, it is not تقوى الله just by fasting during the hours of the day or standing up at night to perform tahajjud or a mixture of these acts in between the two. But تقوى الله ولكن تقوى الله ترك ما حرم الله وأداء ما افترض الله. The real definition of تقوى الله is to abandon that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden and to do that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated. فمن رزق بعد ذلك, whoever has anything beyond this basic requirement of تقوى, فهو خير إلى خير, then that is good upon good. If you have anything beyond this, yani you observe Sawm in the hours of the day and you stand up for tahajjud after abandoning that which Allah has prohibited and doing that which Allah has made obligatory, then for wa khayrun ila khayr, that is good upon good, that will lead you to more good. Wa qala Talq bin Habib. Talq bin Habib says, at-taqwa أن تعمل بطاعة الله على نور من الله ترجو ثواب الله وأن تترك معصية الله على نور من الله تخاف عقاب الله. It says, taqwa is to act upon that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered, to obey Allah upon a light from Allah, which means you obeying Allah in accordance with the dictates of Allah, and after doing that, taraju thawab Allah, and you're seeking only for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa an tatruka ma'asiyat Allah, and that you abandon Allah's disobedience, ala nurin min Allah, upon light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're doing it because Allah says you should avoid it. Takhafu iqab Allah, fearing the punishment of Allah. So the long and short of this verse is that we should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take the extra vaganza, or we call it bonanza, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented for the muttaqoon. May Allah grant us taqwa and make us from amongst them. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.